there's a magnificent change within the people's lives. One, there are increased income levels within the community. There's also increased food and seed security because the communities now are producing their own seeds. We've trained over 55 seed growers in various seed types. And also, a lot of people have got into entrepreneurship activities. A lot of people are keeping bees for business. They're also keeping fish for business and also protein. So we've also seen an increased entrepreneurship development. A lot of other young men, after producing crops like sunflower, they process it to increase value, then they later on diversify into coming up with the small tuck shops. So we are seeing a great improvement from the time the project started.
So how different is the project you are doing from others?
This one, I think, is different because we're approaching it in twofold. One, we're looking at the concerns and the problems of the community, and also we're looking at the concerns of the wildlife itself. On the community, we're saying we're providing incentives, that is, providing alternative to livelihood, while to the animals, we're providing harmony and security for them to continue living in its own habitat.
So when the Mark and Daily left, you just got interested, you just decided to do, or you were doing it to earn a living?
Basically, I think I loved the work, and also I loved the people. Why I continued was the potential I saw within the communities. It had all the resources to continue improving their livelihood. So to me, I thought I would contribute by remaining in the community and continue working with them. Then another thing was I was also very much interested to see that the elephant should come back to its historical abundancy. So those were the things which continued moving me, and also the things which continued giving me the energy is the vision which I had, so that at one time the park should have its numbers as it used to have many, many years ago.
What is so special about that valley?
Ruangwa Valley is so special because it's a part of the Great Rift Valley, which stretches all the way into East Africa, forming one of the greatest ecosystems of the world. And for us, being in the North Ruangwa, we think we're doing a lot contributing towards the betterment of this region. Ruangwa Valley is also one area which has a habitat fit for the rhinos of Africa, the black rhinos. It's also a very good habitat for the big elephants and many, many small animals. So to us, we think Ruangwa Valley is unique in its own way because it's part of the great ecosystem